opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We've got some news on your Texans offensive coordinator and even some Astros news today and just some general fun because it's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood. I don't care. I'm in a great mood. Let's have some fun today, man. We don't have to just do all football today, I don't think.
We don't?
Well, we got to start off with some football, I think. But we don't have to.
Okay.
Do whatever, man. It's a Tuesday.
All right.
What do you feel like doing?
Whatever. Whatever's cool, man.
Okay.
I'm easy going, easy breezy. I'm cool like the breeze, Fred.
What's going on with you today?
Sports and things like that. I was reading... When we sat down in here, I was reading about Chelsea Manning.
Yeah.
But did you see what went down?
Yeah, I guess
today?
That happened about an hour ago that they...
Yeah, they basically commuted... I don't know if people... Is that like a thing that everybody knows about, the Chelsea Manning thing? Like, does everybody know who
I don't
who
think
she
so.
Is?
I think Edward Snowden everybody knows, but I don't think they all know Chelsea Manning.
Well, yeah, Chelsea Manning was an Army... Well, I don't remember what her name used to be when he was Mr. Manning, but he's since become a transgender woman who is incarcerated at a male military prison in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Has been in jail for about 7 years because she was an Army intelligence analyst type person who was convicted of basically leaking American military strategies, diplomatic activities, things like that. She basically is the person who made WikiLeaks famous because she provided everything to WikiLeaks. And President Obama... today commuted the remaining prison sentence, almost all the remaining prison sentence, but she's going to get out of jail now on May 17th of this year rather than in 2045 when she was due to get out. And it's bothersome to me that that would happen. I don't like it. So
I have kind of read both sides of it. I think I'm leaning more towards you.
While I'm not opposed to, you know, people, if you find something shaky going on in the government, letting that out, anything to do with military secrets, dude, to me, that's... she's lucky it's a prison sentence and not just an execution. Which is what I think. If you're treasonous to the United States military, that's what it should be. Like if you're giving away military secrets, I have very little patience for that. So, I wonder. I guess the Edward Snowden thing. What's going to happen with him? I mean, he's
another one who leaks,
living in Russia,
leaked secrets that got people killed.
Yeah. Like, what's going to happen? Is he going to be pardoned?
Well, apparently, you know, just some of the stuff I was reading today about it, they don't consider him the same thing, and they specifically said why her and why not him.
Okay.
I don't really see the difference, but I'm not as smart as some of the guys who are making the decisions.
I understand that Chelsea Manning is someone who went through the justice system, was found guilty, had her due process, was found guilty, sentenced for her crimes, served 7 years for her crimes, and has acknowledged what she did was wrong, is different than someone who is now
hiding.
Is now a refugee in a country that clearly is an enemy of ours. So I do see a difference there, but I don't know about just saying, okay, yeah, you could get out of jail now. It seems strange to me. It bothers me.
I have no problem with a shorter sentence at some point, but this seems awful short.
Yeah.
Considering the crime. But I try not to. Yeah, it's one of those where I understand a lot of the, and I listened to their reasoning for why they did it. I need to go back and read some more because it happened, like I said, happened about 3 o'clock and I was in a meeting, but
yeah,
I'm kind of with you on that. I'm always put off by people who leak military secrets. It's just not, you know, to me, if you want to be a whistleblower, that's fine. But there are channels to do that.
And I guess one of the things that they had to deal with was, the fact that she is transgender, and it was becoming sort of a difficult plight for the Department of Defense to keep her in a male prison, and she's pushing for sex reassignment surgery, which I'm sure would be government funded, which there's a lot of problems with what's going on here. And it's almost, I'm sure that there's a lot of discussion of, is it easier to just get her out of here and not deal with this or what? But apparently that's the decision that's been made. I don't like it, but you know, listen, this is, this is why I never understand why people are, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican, because there are things about both sides that bother me greatly, and there are decisions that our president-elect has already said that he's going to make that I think are ridiculous and insane. And I think this is ridiculous and insane from the current administration. So I feel like, no, you don't have to like be on one side or the other. You could just say like, oh, everybody in the government does stupid stuff sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm at. Although I was called anti-American today.
You're anti-American?
Yeah, I'm anti-American, Fred. I don't know if you knew that. You've been around me for many years. Have you noticed that about me?
No, I really haven't.
That's weird. It's very strange.
I learned something new about people every day.
Okay.
But I don't want to get into this too much, but what I object to, I don't think there as many people are Republicans or Democrats or liberals or conservatives as everybody wants to make it out to be.
Yeah.
What I object to is people saying, trying to force people into these labels rather than what most people do is look at every issue separately. And if you believe this, you have to believe this. That's just dumb. And I wish people would stop that. And I would hope people would learn to look at things individually and say, you know what, this is a dumb idea. I don't care who came up with it. Or, hey, this is a really good idea, even though I fundamentally disagree with some of the things that they have. This is a really good idea.
Yeah.
I wish we'd do that. Why can't we do that, AJ?
It'll be too easy, Fred.
Well, I want the world to be a better place for all of us, man. But that's the thing I've seen that I really object to, not just politically, because people now put it into their daily lives. That, oh, you think this, you're okay with guns, you must be a conservative. I got into it with somebody at one of the bars the other night about, still pissed off that I'm not for free college, but that I'm okay with, I'm okay with healthcare done right, but I'm not okay with free college. Like, you can't be that way. They're the same thing. No, they're not the same thing. They're really not the same thing. But I couldn't convince him of that. That, okay, I happen to have different opinions on these two things.
No, you're not allowed to.
No, and so that makes you this.
If you like to carry a gun, you have to be against gay marriage.
Exactly.
You have to be anti-abortion. There's a whole list of things that you have to do. You have to be in one basket or the other. What are you trying to do? Play the middle ground? You can't do that.
No, and it's not a middle ground. It's not like I don't have opinions. I have opinions that'll piss people off on some things. But they're not. I never have fallen down these lines of, well, if you're this, you have to be this, because that's stupid, and that's unfortunately what we are. That's what our whole country is. And until you know what happened? Even if we got a third party, which I would love, then we get labeled as that.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. So I'm almost out on politics, but I'm really not, because somebody's got to.
It's hard to be all the way out on politics.
You can't, especially doing what we do. Rockin' Raider says, as an ex-Army Intel NCO, this is disrespectful, sad, and should not have been released early. And I like Obama, not this. See?
That's me. I actually like a lot of what Obama has done, but this is crazy. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I don't like that he's done. But
right. This one, though.
And this falls into that second basket.
And there's several things that he's done that I have found offensive. There's been some good things, too. So it's hard for me to sit here and say, oh, well, this guy was good or this guy was awful. Because I think he did some things well, but he's also done a lot of things that I disagree with. And I'm with you on this one. This is one of them.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Call the pros at Allied to help you get ready for the upcoming season, the entertaining season. You're going to be out there in the spring. You're going to be in the backyard in the summertime. You want to be around the pool. You don't want to be around it if it looks all raggedy and crummy. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, or your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. It gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored to your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and they stand behind it with a 7-year warranty. If you've currently got a blank slate in your backyard, no worries. Allied will build your space from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go big time with an outdoor kitchen that you've been dreaming of, they got you covered on all of it. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save on to some money, hang on to some money as well. They've got several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. It's a great company. If you go by the showroom, you're going to be blown away at what they can do out there. It's at I-10 in the Beltway. Stop by and check it out. Save yourself the hassle. Save yourself the expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Like I said, go to the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the photo gallery online at alliedoutdoorsolutions.com, or just give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Where once again, I managed to spill coffee. It's about once a month I do this.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, because I have too much stuff crowded over here. It's my own fault.
Whose coffee cup is this? Is this like, does Joel Blank just leave his trash here?
Is that filled?
No.
I have no idea.
Does Joel Blank drink coffee on the air?
I have no idea.
I don't like it.
Fortunately, this was just a small spill, but
it wasn't a disaster.
As much room as we have here, I shouldn't be this crowded. It's my own fault because I have like stuff for live reads.
Right.
And then I have my live reads that I don't have today, but I have them there just in case somebody forgot something. And then I got the show notes and a computer and coffee and a phone. And it just takes up a lot of room.
Yeah.
Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN.
I have a problem going right now. I worked all day on my laptop. You know, I prepped the show, everything on my laptop. And then the show starts and it says, you need to install updates to your software on your laptop.
Oh, I hate that. Like, I hate that.
Right now, really? And once it says that, like you can say, yeah, I'll do it later.
Right, but it keeps popping back up.
Yeah, and nothing's going to work right. It's going to be like, oh, if you want this to play, you're going to need to update your software. I hate that. I hate it. We need something to happen where, like with my phone, if an update pops up for my phone, it just does it while I'm sleeping. Like it just that way I never have to bother with it. I feel like my computer should be smarter.
Yeah, that's whenever I have to.
Because at the end of the day, it's a computer. You know, yeah. It should be smart.
But isn't that what you do when you have to update a new iOS on your phone? You do it when you're asleep, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just boom, done. 713-780-ESPN. I spend most of my day. I'm so ready to be done with this freaking house thing because
never moving in.
All the stuff that I had to deal with 3 weeks ago, I'm having to deal with again with the underwriter. And it's like I was literally ready to kill somebody today. I was going to go buy a machete and then just kill the first person I could find, but I didn't.
You know? I don't know. That's a good idea.
No, probably not. But it looks like it's finally done, and I cannot wait to be done with that crap. But I did get some cool stuff up on the website, including a review of Under the Radar, which is my first beer review.
Oh, yeah.
So put that up, and HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. Check it out. I also had the daily update, which I want to get to something that Aaron Wilson wrote for the Chronicle. And it kind of pissed me off, to be honest with you, because it strikes me as SOS.
What do you mean?
Well, let's take a phone call first and kind of close the book on this thing, and then I want to move on. Lou, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Lou?
Hey, I'm not going to take too much of your time, but I was just reading before I left work on CNN, the reason that Chelsea Manning was commuted was because WikiLeaks has agreed to extradite Julian Assange to the U.S. if we pardon Chelsea Manning. So Obama went ahead and pardoned him, hoping WikiLeaks will honor their word and extradite Mr. Assange over to the U.S. so we can prosecute him.
I guess. I mean, you've got one. Like, I don't understand why you're going to let one spy go to bring in another one. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But if that's what they want to do, I don't care.
Yeah, I have no. Yeah. All right. So I don't know if you saw this story, but it was about who Bill O'Brien should make the OC.
Bill O'Brien himself.
Yes. And can I give you his reasoning for it?
You know, it's really what he said?
Yes.
His
whole
around.
Story was the best hire would be Bill O'Brien.
No, Bill O'Brien's like the worst OC.
Well, here's what he writes, okay? And this guy, obviously, he's pretty connected, so I'm sure there's something to this, although I suspect it's just O'Brien's people leaking crap again because everything you hear there is the same thing.
Has this guy gone to the games and stuff?
Yeah, he covers everything. He's pretty good at being connected to stuff.
So right, but is he actually, he watches the games and everything?
Yeah. Here's what he writes, though. And it wouldn't be a surprise in league circles if O'Brien ultimately decides to operate as his own offensive coordinator next season, rather than make an outside hire who wouldn't be as well-versed in the complicated system O'Brien brought with him from his days as the New England Patriots offensive coordinator,
stop with that. Uh-huh.
Collaborating with star quarterback Tom Brady. Yeah, that was the first, and I did this in the update today. Complicated system?
What's so complicated?
Hand off to the right twice and then throw the ball on 3rd and 10? That's complicated? And don't get me started about bringing in somebody who's not part of that system. So you're saying it's too complicated for, I'll just random name, North Turner to figure out and actually call plays in? Really? So every coach is dumber than Bill O'Brien? Is that what you're telling me? That he's just so smart that it's too complicated for any experienced guy to come in and run? Okay. I'll grant you that. And then he goes on to say, O'Brien has the most extensive knowledge and background in the system and would likely be the most aggressive play caller. When has he called plays aggressively?
Well, he hasn't been in charge of the play calls for George Godsey.
Well, no, they went back and forth on it. He called plays this year, and it wasn't any different.
Listen, you know why I'm actually okay with this? Because if Bill O'Brien says, okay, I'm going to take control of the offense, I'm going to be the OC. Win, and I say win because next year, nothing's going to change with this offense. It's going to be bad again. The Texans will be a bad offensive football team next year. There will be no one to point a finger at. There will be no one to fire at the end of the season and say, it's all your fault. It will be on Bill O'Brien. There will be no one in the post-game press conferences to point a finger at. It will be on Bill O'Brien. So I kind of like the idea of not having that buffer for him because I'm of the full belief that he's a fraud when it comes to this offensive guru nonsense.
I'm with you on that. And this complicated system bull stuff.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I want to see, like, I want what's best for the team, for the fans. I want to see a veteran guy in. I want to see somebody who's going to bring a different mindset. He can run O'Brien's offense. It's not that complicated. There's a lot of guys out there. What happens when you bring in a good offensive coordinator? You know what they do? They may take the system you're already running, and then they add their own twist to it, and they make it better. And then, oh, by the way, they call the plays, and they call them in good situations.
Yeah.
And they don't always work, because that's life. You don't always – not everything works. But at least you're putting your players in the best position to succeed. When has Bill O'Brien ever done that?
Doesn't.
When has he developed any of these – when has these quarterbacks gotten better over – under his direction? That can't all be George Godsey. These two have been tied together at the hip from the beginning. And I can't believe that somebody out there actually thinks that's the best idea. I can't imagine Bob McNair does. I can't imagine Rick Smith does. I think that, honestly, I still think this is O'Brien's people out there trying to make him into something he's not, doing some kind of PR push, because that's ridiculous. If that winds up happening, you know what that is? That's no change at all. No change at all. Oh, we're going to reshuffle the staff and so-and-so will do this. Okay, good luck. They need somebody. They need a different voice in there. They need somebody who's going to challenge O'Brien and make this team better.
Yeah.
And, you know, if O'Brien's smart, he'll now, take
– You know what, though? This is – if Rick Smith and Bob McNair are smart, they will say, that's not an option, Bill.
Yeah.
We're bringing in a play caller. And if they allow him to call his own plays and not have an OC, that's on them just as much as it is Bill. Because they have to be smart enough to know that this
– but who's these league circles that are saying this? That's what I don't get.
I don't know. I'm not in a league circle, but
I can't imagine anybody's out there saying, "Oh, that dude's a genius."
Yeah, I mean, this guy. If they ever give him the reins to the offense, I mean, no one's saying that. That's not real.
Yeah, I. But that really bothered me when I read that, because it's the exact opposite of what they need to do, in my opinion.
I'm with you,
and I want to see real change. And yes, they're going to have to do something at quarterback too. That's not the only thing that needs to be fixed. But the first thing they needed to fix was offensive coordinator. And that was obvious. You need somebody who's going to bring a different voice. And O'Brien's still going to be in charge of everything. He's supposed to be. He's the head coach. But there's some veteran guys. And you know, I know Brad Childress is up for the Bills job, but there's a guy with a different mindset you could bring in. I mentioned, I don't know if North Turner wants to coach anymore. It looks like he might be heading to Jacksonville. I'd make a call to Chip Kelly. I want somebody with head coaching experience. If I'm the owner, you know why? Because if I have to make a change during the season, I want somebody who's done it before, too.
Well, and you're assuming, in that case, I guess, that Romeo Crennel's gone, right?
No, I think Crennel's back.
Okay, then that's a guy I would make the head coach in the middle of a season if it were to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to. Well, but it shouldn't if they go out and do this, if they go out and get somebody.
You mentioned Brad Childress. I actually like Matt Nagy, who is the other co-offensive coordinator in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I Childress isn't a bad idea either. I like Nagy because he's a little bit younger. It just seems like maybe that's a guy you could. Got some untapped potential.
But you know what? That's fine. I want to know if you can go find a young guy like that that has some potential. I'm okay with that move too. I always prefer the former head coach guy who was a good coordinator and got a head coaching job because of that, failed as a head coach. But after that, go get the guy that the Redskins just developed into a head coach.
Right.
Next guy. I'm fine with that. What I'm not fine with is, we'll just mix things up a little bit.
I just think of Nagy as a guy who, and Childress in the same vein, they've been working with an offense that has a lot of the same limitations that this offense has as far as personnel. And they've gotten a lot more out of them in Kansas City than the Texans have gotten here. So I do think both those guys are interesting names. I wouldn't be opposed to either one of them, to be honest.
Yeah, so but that's what I would like to see. And I kind of think, I don't know if – I just don't know who's actually saying that other than somebody who's Bill O'Brien's agent or friend or dog or I don't know. But I don't know who in their right mind in league circles is looking at him and saying, Yeah, he'd be a great play caller. 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in.
All right, I'm going to tell you guys about My Computer Career. If you're looking for something new, you're maybe wanting to make some more money in 2017, maybe you're just tired of the same old crappy job that you've had, you don't want to keep doing it, well, My Computer Career is the place to start your search. It's an IT school where you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 months. You're attending class on campus in Houston or live online to get the skills and certification you're going to need to start your new career. And they're going to help you get hired in advance with Lifetime Career Services. This is the real deal, guys. In 2016, My Computer Career helped over 1,000 students start new IT jobs. That's real progress for people. You can join them. Just go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation, and get on your way to making more money. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so make new year, new career your resolution. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, not to get off topic, how good is Villanova?
What's our topic exactly?
Yeah, we're nowhere. So far today. I know. We're kind of all over the place, and I just realized we're out at 5:30.
Yeah.
And had all this stuff that I kind of wanted to dive into. And now I sort of want to leave it for tomorrow because it's going
to... We don't have time to really delve into anything deep.
Yeah, but how good is Villanova, man?
Well, based on last night, extremely good. They, I think, are right now probably the most complete team as far as both ends of the floor. And last night was a perfect example. They were so good defensively last night that I don't know if they could have been better, honestly. And Seton Hall is... I mean, that's a pretty good team. They've struggled a little bit since they hit conference play, but to beat that team by 30 points, that was an impressive showing. They were 14-point favorites, won by 30. I think they're the best team in the country. I mean, I think they're number one in the polls as of now. So I guess the polls agree with me. But I think if I had to pick one team to play come tournament time, that's probably the team again.
Couple of a little Astros note for you. Alex Bregman's going to play for Team USA. I don't know if you saw that.
I don't like that.
Here's what I do like, though, and I want to get your opinion on this because I don't know what it's going to take, and I don't know if it's actually going to happen, but according to Ken Rosenthal, Astros, as they continue their search for a starting pitcher, have remained in contact with the Athletics on Sonny Gray. How would you feel about Sonny Gray?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I would love that. I know he didn't have a great year last year, but...
I think that's a high upside guy. I mean, it obviously depends on what you have to give up for him, but he's young.
He's also one of those guys that's under controllable contract, which they like to get. I don't know about you, but I'd empty the wallet a little bit in terms of prospects to get this guy.
I'm with you on that.
That is the one thing that they didn't get this offseason. You could add a guy like that to the top of your rotation. I already think they're a contender this year. They're going to go in as a legitimate contender in the American League. You add that guy, that's a huge step.
Yeah, not a free agent until 2020.
Yeah.
Yep. That would be a guy I'd be greatly interested in. And you're right, this was not a good year for him, but it's the first not good year that he's had in baseball.
He's a real candidate for a bounce back year. He had injury problems, and I love that guy when they drafted him.
He was third in Cy Young voting in 2015. I mean, that he's pretty damn good. That's the year that Keuchel won.
Yeah,
right?
It's the year Keuchel won.
Yeah, so that's he's very shortly removed from a fantastic season. He had a 2.73 ERA that year. He played for the A's, so he was 14-7.
Yeah,
I mean the win numbers weren't there, but
and that's the thing. If you get him, either him or Keuchel's bouncing back, one of the two.
You hope.
I like your odds of that. And if you get them both back, ugh.
It really, with the way things are right now, if one of them bounces back and the other just does what they did last year, you're probably okay.
Well, I hope that's something that's going to happen because that's the one thing that you look at their offseason. I love everything else they did. I think they've added all the pieces they need to add. Bullpen-wise, I like where they are. I like the lineup now. Starting pitching is the one question mark. And if you put him in there, then... Now you've got some room where if McCullers isn't 100% at first, or if Keuchel doesn't bounce back, you've got another guy who can be a stud for you. I love the idea. Okay, that's my baseball talk for January. Do you see the story about the Oregon football players?
No.
And the workouts?
No.
Ugh. Willie Taggart, not exactly off to a great start in his Oregon career. Apparently, his strength coach put them through these ridiculous workouts. Multiple players in the hospital. At least three players were sent to the hospital. And several others passed out during the workouts. Apparently, two offensive linemen and a tight end. So that kind of makes sense because they're probably not in the best condition.
Right.
But they're listed in fair condition at the hospital where they've been since the beginning of the week. That basically what happened was sources said some players passed out and others later complained of discolored urine, which is a common symptom of
dehydration.
Rhabdomyolysis.
What is this?
I have no idea.
I don't know what that means either.
But it says, after testing, others were found to have highly elevated levels of creatine kinase, an indicator of the syndrome, whatever that syndrome is. But apparently it's a soft tissue condition triggered by overwork that can lead to kidney damage.
Jeez.
So, yeah, the off-season thing, he's got them in there doing this, and a bunch of them are in the hospital. I'm going to say...
an off-season workout?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
But
seems a little hardcore.
Apparently, this happened after undergoing grueling workouts administered by new strength coach Irele Odorinde. Right. I'm gonna say that might not last long. If it's one thing to try to get guys in shape, but to start putting them in the hospital in the off season,
not good. That's not a good. That's also not a great recruiting tool. Like moms, when you're in their living rooms, they don't like to see that.
Yeah. Ty Cloud, who played at UH, said it's a lot more common than you think, especially guys coming back from a month break with no bowl game. Okay.
Putting your players in the hospital, probably never great thing.
I'm going to say not a fan. A fan. And also, it looks like Josh McDaniels has told the 49ers he's not interested, at least according to Josh McDaniels, and they are now focused on Kyle Shanahan.
I think they're getting a lot of that, I'm not interested.
Yeah, if you're Kyle...
it's hard to blame him. I mean, it's hard to blame anyone for saying I'm not interested to those guys because I don't think I'd be that interested.
I wonder if you're Kyle Shanahan, then do you maybe wait till next year?
I think you do.
If San Francisco is your best possibility...
Here's where I'd say I'd go for it. If the Phillip Rivers to San Francisco trade happens that is being rumored all about... the interwebs, even though Phillip Rivers has denied anything saying that he was forcing a trade anywhere. But if Phillip Rivers is traded to the 49ers, suddenly I feel like I've at least got something I can work with. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. Obviously, not everything is in place for that team to be good. They're a long way from that. But if you've got a quarterback that's not going to, just be an albatross to you for the next 2 years... you're probably it's a much more appealing job.
I'm thinking if you wait a year, there's all kinds of possibilities for what might be open, including the job here,
yeah,
including Indianapolis.
It's hard to imagine his stock going up, though, is the problem.
Right, right. He's coming off the best year he's had as an OC.
But he'll have Matt Ryan back. He'll have Julio Jones back. He'll have both those running backs.
In theory, and what if Matt Ryan gets hurt week two and Jones, then I don't think your stock goes down.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If that happens, then, no one's going to look at him and go, oh, that guy can't coach when his quarterback gets hurt.
But see, he's. I think this has gotten him a lot more attention. But the reality is people have always recognized he's pretty good. Even in Cleveland, he was getting a lot out of guys. And I think he might be well-served to wait another year and get a better job in San Francisco.
I wouldn't blame him.
Yeah, and
here's what's weird about that. I started wondering what kind of job or what kind of coach is willing to take that job if McDaniels and Shanahan pass on it. And then I saw that Tom Cable was a leading candidate.
Ugh.
And if that's the case, you probably are better off taking or not taking a job that Tom Cable's going to end up taking, because that's getting ugly.
Apparently, this rhabdo is very common. I'm getting a lot of texts about it. People get it from.
Is it overtraining?
Yeah, it's overtraining.
Is it what happened to Brian Cushing that one time?
Well, no, because that, you know, he tested positive for something that made him pregnant. But
Dan says that it happens to people who do CrossFit. It's like continuing to work out with pain. I mean, it happens at the gym all the time. There's pain, and you keep working out, but you drink water, you do all the things you're supposed to, and then you rest until the next day.
And shoot some steroids in your butt and you're fine.
Right. That's what I always do.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Schefter just tweeted 49ers plan to offer a head coach job to 49ers offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan whenever Atlanta season.
Falcons.
Yeah.
Falcons.
Yeah. Falcons.
Okay.
Somebody says if an NFL team wants you to be a head coach, you do it now. I disagree. I think if you're one of the hot names, you hold out for the best job. I think San Francisco right now is an absolute mess, and I wouldn't want any part of it just to be a head coach. All right, gang, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies, which school's back in session, and they need your help. Because Houston Can Academy is a terrific place. What they do is take in kids who've dropped out of other schools for a variety of reasons. Good kids that had to get jobs to support their family or maybe had some issues that weren't dealt with. And instead of just giving up and not finishing school, well, Houston Can Academy takes them in. They give them another chance, and they give them what they need to succeed. If they need glasses, for instance, they do that. They need transportation. They work around these kids to give them a second chance, and so many of them go on to do great things. But more than ever, they need your donations. And by your donations, they just want a vehicle you're not using anymore. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, four-wheelers. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It doesn't matter if it's running or not. They're going to come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible, which is great. So you can get something that has been sitting there that you were going to get rid of, and then you thought, well, maybe I'll sell it. Maybe I'll fix it up. You just never got around to it. Well, just donate it. You're going to get that tax deduction. If you donate today, you're going to get a free Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Just their way of saying thank you. And if you can hear my voice, they can come and tow it. And that tax deduction, man, that's going to be great here coming up. So give Houston Can Academy a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN on the HRNP listener line. We'll try to get some calls, but we got a pretty short show today. In fact, we're already at the halfway point. Because we have A&M basketball at 5:30.
Yeah.
Come celebrate the Big Texas Party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com starting at just $125. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. And, talked to a few people today who are going to be going. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are going fast. You want to get in on that. I'm getting a lot of people telling me about this, which I've never heard of, which is pretty amazing. But can we all agree that if a whole bunch of your players in one workout get hospitalized, that you probably did something wrong?
Yeah, that's somebody's trying to go too hard.
Yeah, I'm just curious. 713-780-ESPN. You know what? Let's squeeze in one quick call. DJ. You're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what's going on, man? I was just calling because that rhabdo struck a nerve with me, man. I tried to work out. I pushed it a little too hard. I ended up in the hospital for 7 days with creepy nurse lady. And what they have you do is they put you on a fluid diet, and you have to fill up about 6 or 7 small plastic bottles full of urine during the duration of the 7 days. And once she came in and found out that I was filling bottles, she stopped knocking and started coming in without knocking, trying to catch me filling bottles. And I took a shower, my IV came out, and then she comes with the creepy sex joke, like, "Oh, what were you doing for the IV to come out?" But
did you get it?
That The rhabdo, man?
No,
serious business.
No, did the nurse, did you get that?
Oh, no. She wasn't hittable. She was a middle-aged lady.
That's
with
bad.
A mole on her face type nurse.
That's too bad.
Frumpy, right?
I don't understand how this is happening to everybody. Like, Fred, you know, you've been around me during fight camps.
Yeah.
When I'm working out, and I'm talking like hard workout, sometimes 4 or 5 hours a day of, and I'm like on almost no food, and I'm working out pretty hard, intensely.
Well, and some days you're fighting and lifting and running.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything. Yeah.
I've never heard of this where people are just like, oh, I worked out too hard. I'd be in the hospital for a week. What's going on?
I don't know. I would be curious, and just if somebody wants to text it in, what causes that? Is it not hydrating properly? If it's just working out too hard, that's a little scary because.
Yeah.
But no, I admit I've never heard of that. 713-780-ESPN. Man, I hate to complain about having a short show.
I always do.
It's. Because I have got some really fun stuff, and because it's Tuesday, I thought we were going to be able to get to it. Like, you know, should you masturbate at work?
Right.
I have a story about that.
Probably not.
Well, I'm with you on that, but there's people who do it.
Like, I know that's like a thing in Europe.
Is it?
It's just accepted there.
Well, they actually did a study. There's a whole study about this and how much people are more productive if they do that.
I would be less productive. That would probably make me take a nap at work. We need to have that discussion next. And I think that's why Europe is okay with it, because they have like, you know, 6-hour work days and 4-day work weeks. So,
and 6 months off during the year.
Right. So if you masturbate at work, you do have like a designated nap time. Hmm. Like living in Europe is like working at Google or something like that. It's, you know,
that's why they're always calling us whenever there's military stuff to be done. Yeah.
Because it's nap time there.
Right. We're gonna masturbate and take a nap. Can you guys go and
keep... We're going to need you guys to do something serious.
Keep these people from invading us, please.
You guys can try that at 5:30.
No, because then I'm going home.
Yeah. That would be a waste.
Yeah. Why would you do it then? It's supposed to be... Hey, I have done a lot of weird things in my life. I made no bones about it. I've never masturbated at work.
No.
I can't.
I masturbated at work before.
Not here, I hope.
No, not here. Here, I mean...
In the bathrooms that we've had in these places?
My goodness. Here, I mean, we work 3-hour shifts. If you can't make it 3 hours without masturbating, I mean, you need to see a doctor.
You've got a problem, yeah.
But, like, when I worked offshore...
Okay, well, that's different.
And when I was in the Army, I masturbated all the time.
Plus, you were 17.
Between the ages of 17 and 23.
Oh yeah, if you're not doing it 3 times a day, then you're just not natural. But apparently, they did an actual study and found that 40% of workers in New York masturbate while on the job. That's New York.
Wait, 40?
40%.
Oh my!
Isn't that silly? It's a survey by GaiFi. But that's also a masturbation thing. But 40% of workers. And they say it's the perfect way to take a break from their desks and reduce stress.
I would agree with that.
I guess. It just seems weird to me. And maybe it's because everywhere I've ever worked, the bathrooms are so hideous, I would be scared. I'm barely scared to use them.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine adding that to the mix. But, okay, psychologist and life coach Dr. Cliff Arnall says, I would expect a masturbation policy to result in more focus, less aggression, higher productivity, and more smiling.
I think that a lot of those are true. I think higher productivity is not one of them.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Would morale be better? Sure.
Yeah, I feel good.
But...
And I'm also going to come back here and like, okay, man, what do you want to talk about this hour, man?
It's, I mean... Think about how the workplace has changed in the last several years. Like, how frowned upon it is if you're a smoker and you, like, leave the office to take smoke breaks. Not only is it frowned upon by your management, but by your peers as well. If you're, like, leaving the office for 20 minutes at a time to go smoke a cigarette, you do that 2 or 3 times a day, productivity goes down. This is no different, except... Except it's way more
inappropriate to do at your office.
Well, and somebody brings up a good point. I work in an elementary school, so I definitely can't do that at work.
No, that would definitely be a crime.
Yeah, you can't do that there. I guess this is just for New York people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places you don't want to be doing that. And that's, I just can't imagine. I guess I'm a little bit of a prude. Maybe can't see doing it at work.
Yeah, it's not for me either. I've got no interest in that. Plus, and maybe if we had a really clean bathroom, I'd be more interested. But around here, that's a hard no.
See, if we just had that intern sex room I wanted.
Yeah, but
but that wouldn't be for that. That'd be for actual intern interaction.
Right.
Hey, where'd the Bangy the Bear go?
Oh, he's in the corner.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, somebody put Bangy in the corner.
Yeah. All right, guys. Now's the time to save big on cleaning your carpets, cleaning your air ducts, cleaning your tiles, cleaning your upholstery. You could do it with Dirt-Free Carpet. Right now, they're going to clean a room free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room, they're going to clean a second one absolutely free. Give them a call. Dirt-Free Carpet, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373, and go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. That's right. Chemical-free means they're not using the chemicals and the soaps that the other guys are using. That stuff is unhealthy. It attracts dirt. It holds on to too much water. They're using powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water, and they've been doing it for over 30 years. They've got the best technology in the game, and they can clean it all. Whatever you need clean, they've got an attachment for it at Dirt Free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard about it here, and you'll get one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase. 281-DIRT-FREE for Dirt-Free Carpet.
If I could win the lotto, I would finally break away, living out the dreams of a lighter, brighter day, solving world peace and collecting.